Pippa Hudson, lines are always open on 021 446 0567.
Well, quite appropriate, speaking of retirement villages, because my next guest is going to tell us a lot more about not just one, but several retirement villages. Recapping, if you've just joined us late to the show, that today we're coming to you live, not from our Greenpoint studios, but from the Evergreen Lifestyle Village in Musenburg, with a show entirely dedicated to retirement issues. And we couldn't find a better place to host it than in the very heart. We are sitting, coming to you live from the middle of the main center at Evergreen Musenburg. There is a dining area to my left. There's a library in front of me, which is terribly distracting because all I want to do is go and read the books. But on my right is Arthur Case, who is the CEO of Evergreen Lifestyle Villages. And Arthur, thanks so much for having us here today.
Pippa, it's an absolute pleasure. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much. How long has Evergreen actually been operating?
We began the business in 2008, and it was started by the Amdek Property Group. So obviously we were in property. And at the time, we didn't know a great deal about retirement. But we started, and in fact, Musenburg was the very first village that we built, the first 67 units. And I think the very first purchaser of an Evergreen Life Right is sitting right in front of you, Mr. Ron Scott over there.
Hello, Ron. Welcome.
So that was our start. We've grown to five villages now, as you mentioned. And then, and of course, we've learned a tremendous amount along the way about how to do what we do. Our passion is the retirement industry. That's all that we do at Evergreen. And then we had a real boost. And 2 weeks ago, we were able to announce that the PSG Group have purchased a 50% stake in Evergreen. And that is fantastic. Not only are they going to be superb partners, but it's a fairly significant cash injection into our business. And that's going to enable us to grow a whole lot quicker in the future. So we're very excited about future prospects.
Of course, PSG, a name many people will recognize from their involvement with the likes of Capitec Bank and the Curro Schools.
Correct.
Just to give you a sense of who we're talking about here. Now, you talk about what that means for potential growth and the speed of that growth. Let's talk about who you are right now and what you have right now. How many lifestyle villages in total have been developed?
So at the moment, we have five. And in fact, they're all complete. But in each of them, we have got extension projects on the go. Because one of the really important things in retirement villages is scale. Mm-hmm. You want to have enough units, and in other words, enough levy payers in your village to ensure that you can keep levies in check. So our villages are here at Musenburg, the first village. We have a village at Bergfleet in the Western Cape. We're at Dip River. We're at Lake Michelle, which is an existing residential estate where we have we've built some retirement homes. And which is the one I've forgotten? We've got Broadacres up in Johannesburg.
We'll forgive you for
leaving.
Can't
forget Johannesburg. Sorry.
So that's five in total, but obviously that is now going to, we anticipate, expand and amplify.
Absolutely. The numbers are, we currently have 501 units across the four villages. We've commenced with construction of expansions in all of them, and it'll be a further 350 odd units expansion to the 501. And then we have
as Cape Talk celebrates 20 years of,
I mean, that we know that the demand for such units is perennial, and there, I mean, one hears of waiting lists that are running to tens, dozens, hundreds, sometimes even thousands of names all over the country. Are there any vacancies at the moment in this particular village?
Yes, we are pretty much full, but we released a number of brand new apartments a while ago, two bed and one bed apartments, and those are still available, and they are beautiful apartments. Literally slightly above and to the north of where we're sitting now. Mm-hmm. Some of them have lovely views out towards the mountains, and some out towards the north. And they are available for sale, yes.
What sort of ballpark figures are we talking about here? I mean, obviously, I know it's going to vary according to the size of the unit's location, but can you give us a sense of what's
Absolutely.
Available?
Well, the lowest price at the moment is, you know, if you're a resident and you're over 70, we're prepared to discount the price of a unit, and you could buy a one-bedroom right now at Evergreen Musenburg for $900,000.
Gosh.
And that's the life right. It's not, obviously, you aren't buying the property, you're buying the right of occupation. Mm-hmm. And the apartments, the two beds with the best views, go right up to about 2.2 million.
Just want to say, for the sake of those who are not quite clear on what the life right is versus sectional title, etc., our next guest, Hilary, will broadly explain the difference between the two for us in the next half hour. What do you think it is that really sets apart the Evergreen brand from other retirement options? What do you do that's different?
Well, one of the things we decided to do very early on was we adopted the life right model. And we have nothing against other types of retirement, sectional title schemes and freehold schemes. But what we liked about the LifeRight model is that the developer remains invested literally for life. So what that means is that everything that happens in a village, everything, you know, when you build a new village, you know that you're going to be responsible for maintaining it for ad infinitum, actually. So the developer remains very committed, which isn't the case with all of the other retirement models. And then the second thing is, when we did our early research, we found there were a few things that we had to get right. We call them our building blocks. And they were kind of based on the concerns that many seniors have about retirement and aging. And they're the obvious things. It's concerns about inflation and will my retirement income last. It's concerns about care. Who will look after me when I get old? You know, my kids may have left for overseas destinations. It's concerns about security. We live in a society where crime is unfortunately still with us. There's also many people who lose partners later on, and then there's loneliness. So our four building blocks of Evergreen are, first of all, physical security is really essential. So we make sure that all of our villages are safe and secure. We use the latest technology. We have 24/7 care guarding. We have off-site monitoring. That's top priority for us. The second thing is financial peace of mind. Now, that's something that we can't do on our own. Obviously, we can't solve the problem if someone hasn't saved enough for retirement. But what we can do is we can make sure that your investment is secure. And now with the MDEC and PSG groups behind us, that's, I think, without question now. We have a very solid investors behind us. And secondly, we do the best we can to keep levies down and keep levies in check. The third element I mentioned is care. So you want to be sure when you move into a retirement village that you're going to be able to get the care you need when you age. Not all of us are going to need it, but those of us that do, it's important that it's there. And then the last thing is really what I think retirement villages are all about, and that's a sense of community. And if you know the Evergreen Musenberg village, you'll know there's a fantastic camaraderie among the residents. They have a huge amount of fun. I think sometimes they have more fun than teenagers. But that's important, that you know you move into a place where you can find friends and really enjoy your so-called golden years.
It was very obvious walking in your front door this morning. There was buzz in the building. Partly to do with the fact that we did arrive at lunchtime, so there were people eating together, but there was just such a lovely, warm, fun atmosphere in the air. You could hear happy voices all around you. Very much, you know, the sort of the mental picture of a person sitting, eating on their own quietly in a corner was just absent.
I must say, Pippa, a lot of that we can't take credit for. You know, we provide the environment, if you like. And it always amazes me that you build and open a retirement village and overnight there's this fantastic energy and spirit and culture that develops. Every village has its own personality. People are different, interested in different things. But that really, I think, is what the main attraction should be of retiring in a retirement village.
Although a question that's come in on our WhatsApp line asking whether Evergreen is pet friendly. Do you allow residents to have pets?
Yes, that was also part of our early research. It's essential. I wouldn't part with my two Scotties for anything in the world. So provided you buy into one of our ground-based units, so if you're in one of our homes or if you're on a ground-based apartment, you're welcome to bring your pets. Obviously, we can't deal with pets if you're living above ground floor because we just don't, you know, that's just not going to be healthy and hygienic.
But your 200 kilogram pet could be a challenge.
Pets are very welcome.
Thanks for clarifying that. Thank you to whoever sent that question. You're most welcome to drop a question now on our WhatsApp line 0725671567. Remember, you're also welcome to send an SMS to 31567 or to give us a call on 021-446-0567. You mentioned healthcare, and I just want to elaborate a little bit because that really is one of the core concerns for many people, and we're going to be talking health issues in retirement after 2 o'clock today. But all of your villages have those dedicated care centres offering what?
All of our villages have at least a primary healthcare clinic where residents can go and get their blood pressure checked and be taken care of. And in all of our villages, we offer home-based care, where we can bring care workers or nursing staff into the home, either on a short-term or a long-term basis. In our bigger villages, like Newsenburg and up Broadacres up in Johannesburg, and all of the new villages on schedule, we also have a care center. And that care center will include, initially, it will include primary health care, but also here we have a 32-bed frail care, and we can also take care of dementia patients. Mm. We can handle step down for those who've been for surgery and need to be cared for while they recuperate. We can offer respite care. So all of those things, care is very important, and all of our new villages will have 2,000 square meter fully equipped care centres.
Fantastic. Another question on our SMS line asking if you can please elaborate on the kind of social facilities that you offer here. What sort of clubs, what sort of activities and centres are on offer?
I'd probably be better if I had one of the residents doing that. But we have, as you know, we call this a lifestyle centre. So it has dining and lounge facilities. We offer meals here. We have a library. We have pool tables. We have an indoor heated pool. And then, of course, the residents have all of their own activities. So there are book clubs and there are movie evenings and there are people that play chess and others that play bridge. There are arts and crafts. There are walking groups. And I'm not going to remember all of them. But
giving us a good spread there.
I get an email from each village with their monthly newsletter, and I can assure you that the activities are on the go all the time. We had a purchase in Broadacres, and the kids complained that they never saw their parents anymore because they were so busy with this active social life.
I can believe it based on what I've already seen. Arthur, just in closing, I mean, we know that South Africans are unfortunately renowned for being terrible savers. We start planning too late. We don't save enough in many cases. What would your advice be to people listening today about when is the right time to start thinking about saving for retirement?
I think the right time to start thinking about saving for retirement is when you take on your first job. Mm. And unfortunately, as you say, South Africans don't always save their retirement income, but it's never too late. It's never too late to start saving, to make sure that you have put money away for retirement. People are working longer. People are not able, many people can't retire at 65. I think those that have been able to do so have been diligent in the way that they've invested their money. But it's never too late to start planning. And we have residents in all of our villages who are still working. So it's not a question of you stop work and then move into a retirement village. You can do so from right here. You can be fully employed, go to work in the morning, come home in the afternoon, and everything else is taken care of for you. But yes, that's important, and of course your home is important, that you have a home that you've hopefully paid for, and that you can sell that at the right time and use the proceeds to invest in a retirement lifestyle.
Arthur Case, CEO of Evergreen Lifestyle Villages, and please do visit their website, which is www.evergreenlifestyle.co.za. Those of you who've joined us here live in the audience can pick up information packs at reception on your way past if you're interested. Arthur, thanks again for hosting us and opening your doors to us.
Thank you, Pippa. Fantastic.
We're coming to you live from the Evergreen Lifestyle Village in Musenberg this afternoon. A live studio audience, which is brought to you by Evergreen. Retire in style. Delighted to have members of the audience here to find out more about retirement and help us consider some of the big questions that you need to be asking yourself when you're planning for retirement. And before we introduce our next guest, I believe we have Lauren on the line from Paul with a question for Arthur Case, the CEO of Evergreen. So let's say hello to Lauren before we move on to the next guest. Lauren, good afternoon.
Hi, Papa. Hi to your guest. I just want to know, does your facility offer occupational therapy? Do they employ occupational therapists?
Hi, Lauren.
Yes,
we don't employ occupational therapists, but we, in our lifestyle center here at Musenberg,
yes.
We have an occupational therapy suite.
Yes.
And we have visiting OT and physios that come in and provide services to the residents in our care center.
And does that happen at all your branches, the fleet, all over?
All of our care centres are equipped with an OT facility.
Yes.
And we will insource those services from specialists in the area. So, yes, they would have.
Yes.
In our smaller villages where we don't have a care centre, then that service would need to be insourced and could be provided in the home. But any type of healthcare service that residents require, we can provide. If we don't have the service at the moment, then we would introduce it.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you. Answered my question. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Lauren in Paarl. If anybody else wants to call in with a question, the number to dial is 021 446 0567.